turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Finding the right SEO partner as a small business owner can feel, well, less like a strategic decision and more like walking into a dimly lit carnival.
That's a good way to put it.
Everyone's shouting these bold promises, you know, about getting into the top of Google. The market is just confusing.
And the tactics can be completely opaque. You have no idea what they're actually doing.
Exactly. And the decisions you make, it really is the difference between your business being totally invisible online.
Yeah.
And having, as the sources put it, a phone that won't stop ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission today is to cut through all of that noise for you. We've done a deep dive into the industry sources to build a complete framework for mastering small business local SEO.
Right.
We're going to show you exactly what it is, the specific work that needs to happen, what you should expect to pay, and most critically, how to evaluate providers so you can spot those red flags.
And that framework really has to start with a clear definition. Local SEO is the practice of optimizing your entire digital presence. So your website, your maps, your listings.
All of it.
All of it. So that you show up specifically when people are searching for businesses, you know, in their immediate area.
So if I'm a dentist in downtown Chicago, I don't need to rank for best dental practice in America.
Nope.
I just need to rank for dentist near me when someone is standing right there in the loop.
Precisely. And this is fundamentally different from regular national SEO, because local search captures customers who are physically close and often ready to buy, like right now.
High intent.
Extremely high intent. Someone searching for emergency locksmith near me isn't just browsing. They have a problem that needs an immediate solution. And that high intent traffic is exactly why local visibility is so valuable.
Okay. So if that high intent traffic is the ultimate goal, what is Google really looking for when it decides who gets that top spot?
Google basically operates on three core principles. We call them the pillars of local visibility. If you can nail these three, the first is relevance. So how accurately does your business match what the person searched for? The second is distance. How close are you to them? And the third is prominence.
Prominence meaning how well-known you are.
Exactly. How well-known and trusted your business appears across the entire web.
You know, I find that balance between distance and prominence really fascinating. If I was super prominent business, hundreds of reviews, but I'm 10 miles away, I might still lose out to a competitor who's a little less known, but is only 2 miles away. Is distance really that powerful?
It is, yeah. Especially in mobile phones. Google prioritizes the speed of service. You're asking a very practical question. Where is the nearest reliable solution?
Right. So when a business successfully balances all three, relevance, distance, and prominence, it gets the ultimate reward. It shows up in the map pack.
That's the gold standard.
It really is. That map pack, those three businesses with the little map pins right at the top, above the regular results, that is prime real estate. If you want the vast majority of clicks, you have to be in one of those three spots. So knowing the three pillars is great, but now we need to get into the mechanics. The pillars are the why, but these five essential ranking signals we found, they're the how.
Yeah, this is where the strategy gets really focused on these five categories. Let's start with the one that every single business owner controls directly, the Google Business Profile. Your Google Business Profile, your GBP, it's basically your most important digital storefront, and it's a huge ranking signal. The foundation is simple. Fill out every single section.
Everything.
Everything. Name, address, phone, website, your category, services, attributes. Don't leave anything blank. The more info Google has, the more confident it feels recommending you.
And the sources really stress the importance of visuals. Are a bunch of photos just a vanity metric, or does Google actually care? Google absolutely cares because customers care.
Yeah.
There's a statistic that really drives this home. Listings with photos get 42% more requests for directions. Wow, 42%.
And 35% more clicks to their websites. Beyond just having photos, you have to post updates regularly about offers, events, news. An active profile just looks more legitimate to Google than one that's been abandoned.
Okay, so the second signal is on-page relevance. This is about our actual website. How do we make sure our site is speaking Google's local language? You have to explicitly tell Google two things. where you operate and what you do. So you incorporate your city and neighborhood names naturally. Page titles, headers, body content.
Mm-hmm.
But not just stuffing them in there.
No, never. Always write for the human reader first. And if you serve a larger area, say three different towns, you need to create separate pages with unique content for each of those locations. Talk about that community specifically, and this is where it starts to get a bit more technical. The sources flag two must-haves, embedding a map and using something called schema markup. Embedding a map is easy. But let's talk about the local business schema markup. This is absolutely critical for relevance. It's not just a bit of code.
Right. It's structured data you embed in your website's HTML. This data, it speaks machine language. It lets Google's crawlers instantly understand the key details. This is a dentist. Here are the hours. Here's the latitude and longitude. It gives the machine verifiable facts. That really clarifies why it's so important. Okay, shifting to signal number three, reviews and ratings. These seem to do a bit of everything, ranking signal, trust signal, and behavioral indicators all at once. And the most critical action here is one that busy owners often overlook.
Yeah.
You have to respond to every review, every single one, positive and negative.
Both. Those responses are indexed by Google, and you can naturally include relevant keywords in your professional replies. Handling a negative review well doesn't hurt you. It actually signals transparency and competence, which builds trust. All right, on to signal four, citations and links. And specifically, something called NAP consistency. NAP, name, address, phone number. And consistency here is enormous. Citations are just mentions of your NAP on sites like Yelp, Facebook, industry directories.
Okay.
But the critical detail is that consistency matters enormously. If you list your address as 123 Main Saint in one place and a 123 Main Street in another,
Google gets confused.
It gets confused, and that can weaken your rankings.
But tracking down 50 different directory listings to check for Saint versus Street? That sounds like an administrative nightmare. How important is that, really?
It is a nightmare, but it's the kind of work that separates the pros from the amateurs. Google uses those inconsistencies to decide if you're unreliable. It's vital. And beyond citations, getting local links from other businesses or community sites, that signals you're a real part of the local ecosystem. That's a huge prominence boost. Okay, finally, signal number five, behavioral and mobile metrics. So this is about what happens after someone clicks on you.
Right. Google is watching user experience very closely. They're tracking click-through rate, time on site, actions taken.
Like calls or requests for directions.
Exactly. Yeah. If your site is slow or clunky, people hit the back button. That sends a negative signal to Google. And this is where Core Web Vitals come in. I've heard that term. They aren't just technical jargon. They're Google's actual measurement of the user experience. Mm-hmm. How fast the page loads, how quickly it becomes interactive. If you fail on these, all your other work can suffer. So site speed isn't just a nicety, it's foundational.
Absolutely. Your site has to load in under 3 seconds, and it must work perfectly on a phone. And to help those engagement metrics, always add prominent, easy-to-use click-to-call buttons. People searching locally are often on the move. Knowing these five signals is half the battle. Now, for the business owner ready to hire, the big question is, what does an agency actually do with this knowledge? What services should you see? A good local SEO package should be structured around those five signals. It's ongoing work, technical fixes, content management. So for the GBP, Google Business Profile Optimization goes way beyond just setting it up.
Okay.
It includes selecting the perfect primary and secondary categories, proactively seeding the Q&A section with common questions, and constantly monitoring for unauthorized edits.
And then there's citation building, which is that necessary grunt work for NAP consistency we talked about.
It is. It starts with an audit to find and fix all those existing inconsistencies. Then an agency will submit your business to maybe 40 to 80 high-quality directories and, crucially, merge or suppress any duplicate listings that might be splitting your ranking power.
And on the technical side, what's in that technical SEO package?
This is where the rubber meets the road on Core Web Vitals. It's auditing and optimizing site speed, fixing broken links, making sure it's perfect on mobile, and implementing that vital schema markup. It just makes sure the search engines can understand your site efficiently.
So the end product is visibility. But how do you know if the money you're spending is actually working? What metrics should you demand in a report?
This is so important. You have to demand reports that track what matters locally. A generic national report is useless. You need two things. First, keyword rankings by zip code and by device.
So you can see how you're doing in your actual service area.
Yes. And second, you need reports that track conversion actions. So calls, form fills, direction requests.
How do you track a phone call that comes from an SEO effort?
The best providers use call tracking numbers. This lets them tie a specific phone call back to the exact keyword someone searched. It connects the SEO activity directly to revenue, which is the only real measure of ROI. That leads perfectly to the next question. What does this all cost, and how long does it take to see results?
Because we know SEO is not an overnight fix. No, it is not. You'll usually see an initial lift within 2 to 3 months, with the real returns compounding over 6 to 12 months as your authority grows. The cost really depends on your market, but the source material breaks it into 3 common tiers.
Okay, so for a business that's new or in a low competition area, you're looking at a basic package. That's about $300 to $700 a month.
Right. That's for GBP setup, 20 to 40 core citations, some light on-page fixes. The goal is just a quick visibility lift.
Then you have the mid-range, which is where most service businesses in moderately competitive markets will land. That's the comprehensive tier.
And that's typically $700 to $2,000 a month. And this is where the bulk of the work we just described happens. Technical fixes. Monthly local content, link outreach, review management. Here, you're aiming for map pack rankings, with results showing up between 3 and 6 months.
And finally, for high competition or multi-location businesses, you're looking at enterprise packages. These start at $2,000 a month and go up. That investment funds aggressive link building, scalable content, and it targets long-term market share growth.
When we look at that investment, especially that comprehensive range, it can seem steep. But you have to factor in the opportunity cost, right? Mm-hmm. The sources say doing this yourself takes 10 to 20 hours a week.
Exactly. You have to be ruthless with your ROI calculation. If your time as an owner is worth, say, $100 an hour, 10 hours a week on SEO is $4,000 a month in opportunity cost that you didn't spend on your actual business.
That really changes the math on a $1,500 package.
Immediately. The ROI for local is so high because the traffic is high intent, and those assets you build, the content, the links, the optimized profile, they keep producing results long after you've paid for them.
So let's look forward a bit, because the search world is changing so fast. We've got AI, voice assistants. Does all this new tech make the fundamentals we just covered obsolete?
Absolutely not. AI enhances, it doesn't replace, the fundamentals of relevance and prominence. The new frontier is really about 2 concepts. First is LLM seeding.
LLM, large language models.
Yeah.
Like ChatGPT.
Right, like what powers Google's AI overviews? They answer questions directly. So you need to seed them by making sure your business info is consistent and accurate everywhere. Databases, structured data, so the AI can confidently cite you.
It's like feeding the AI's knowledge base with facts. And what about voice search? We talk to our phones in full sentences, not keywords.
So you have to target conversational, question-based queries. Instead of just Austin Plumber, you optimize for a phrase like, how much does emergency plumbing cost in Austin?
And how do you do that?
The actionable tip is to create FAQ content that answers these questions directly in a concise 40 to 60 word chunk, something an assistant can read aloud in a few seconds. And then you use FAQ schema markup to signal that content structure to the search engines.
This all brings us back to evaluating the provider. If you decide you need professional help, and considering that 10, 20 hour time commitment, most will, you need to compare providers like a pro. What are the non-negotiables?
First, demand local case studies from businesses that are similar to yours. They have to show documented ranking improvements and, more importantly, conversion increases, not just vanity metrics like we increased traffic.
And transparent pricing.
Insist on itemized transparent pricing. You need to know exactly what you're paying for line by line.
Okay, and now for the really vital protection measures, the serious red flags. Red flag number one, avoid long-term lock-ins. Be extremely wary of any contract requiring 12 months or more. Look for initial terms of 3 to 6 months. And if they're vague about their methods or it sounds too good to be true, that's a sign they might be using risky tactics that could get you penalized. But what's the most critical point for business continuity? The absolute non-negotiable.
It is account ownership. Your Google business profile, your Google Analytics, and your Search Console accounts must belong to you, the business owner.
Not the agency.
Never, under any circumstances, allow an agency to create or own these accounts in their name. If they hold the keys, they hold your entire digital presence. If you fire them, they could potentially delete your entire profile.
Including years of reviews.
Years of accumulated reviews. Gone. You'd be starting from scratch. It's a catastrophic risk, and it's why ownership is the foundation of trust. That is a severe consequence and a really necessary warning. So this deep dive has given us the complete roadmap, the 3 pillars of visibility, the five ranking signals, the services to look for, and that crucial checklist for evaluating providers, you now know exactly how local SEO captures customers who are ready to take action. So we'll leave you with this provocative thought to consider. Given that DIY local SEO requires a commitment of 10 to 20 hours per week of your valuable time, and considering the opportunity cost, that is, the revenue you're not generating while you're doing that, how does the long-term compounding value of professional agency-built SEO assets change the calculation of whether you should tackle this yourself or outsource this critical growth function?
That internal cost-benefit analysis, factoring in your own time, is really the ultimate key to decide your growth path, something to mull over as you optimize your digital storefront. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Oh, Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.